You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and Happy New Year's, everybody. It's 2007, and I hope you guys made some New Year's resolution and a fresh start for a brand spanking new year. This show is called Karasu, and I'll be playing the theme song. It is Uyomuite Aruko, also known as Sukiyaki, and it is a cover punk version by Sugar Lunch. Check it out.
上を見て歩こう涙がこぼれないように思い出す春の日一人ぼっちの夜上を見て歩こう西んだ星を数えて思い出す夏の日一人ぼっちの夜 幸せは雲の上に幸せは空の上に上を向いて歩こう涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜
Welcome, 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 everybody. I hope you guys have a brown bottled headache right now, if you know what I mean. I had a great time on Robson Street. Went to my friend's restaurant for some nice Japanese cuisine and a countdown at my friend's house as well. And I hope you guys had a great time too. And happy New Year's 2007. Oh, how time flies. My name is Alex Tsujijima, and the show is called Karasu. For the next 1.5 hours, I will be playing some Japanese independent music, and mostly it'll be rock and punk, but at times I will be playing some traditional and hip-hop as well. But this time, just for New Year's, I'm just going to play what I like to listen to, which is basically the ones I just mentioned, rock and punk. If you have any questions, or maybe some requests for today, New Year's requests, please give me a call, 604-822-2487. That is 604-822-CITR. And or if you want to wish me a Happy New Year, well, yeah, just give me a shout too. I'll be happy to get those messages as well. And thank you very much. So I'll be playing more tunes, and I'll talk a little bit about how Japan celebrate New Year's as well. And I will play more music. First up, I'll be playing the Michelle Gunn Elephant, and this song is called Birdland City. You're listening to 101.9.
ことは何もないはずさ。
That was the Michelle Gunn Elephant with Birdland City. And if you just tuned in, this is 101.9 FM, and you're listening to Karasu, where I'll be playing some Japanese tunes for the next little while. And Happy New Year's, everybody, if you just tuned in. I just want to let you know that if you have any questions, you can give me a call, 604-822-CITR. That's 604-UBC-CITR, or you can just change it into digits, 822-2487. Yay. Okay. just want to let you know that that New Year's Eve was one hell of a time for me. Japanese traditions, we have a lot of things that are on the list, to-do list, before we look forward to the new year. And one of the things is to eat toshikoshi soba.
Which is?
Toshikoshi soba. Soba is buckwheat noodles. Toshikoshi means like over the year. And buckwheat noodles actually represent longevity because it actually stretches. So for New Year's Eve, we actually eat those at the end of the New Year's to basically hope for a longer life. So I ate that with my family, and my sister also went to Coquitlam to a Japanese temple and heard the Japanese ringing of the temple bells, and it rings 108 times, I believe. It actually corresponds to the Buddhist concept of the worldly desires, which is there's 108 of them. So it's basically to cleanse the year and come forth for a fresh new start. So everything is about fresh starts in Japanese tradition. And one more thing is, I believe, another word, let me just say, it's coming up to mind. It's called Omisoka. That's New Year's Eve in Japanese. And one of the things that the Japanese families do is to clean up the entire house. And like I said earlier, is that you have to have like a fresh start to, you know, start from scratch and start anew all over again and, you know, just come forth for a new year. But it's not good for me because my room is always trashed at all times, and it took me hours to clean it up. And even though I personally think that I cleaned it up, some of my relatives and my parents say otherwise. So it's I better get some Febreze or something that will clean the stench in there.
Alex,
I was just hiding it.
Alex, did you bring the sake?
Well, maybe I'll I could pull it off. Sake. I could pull it off. Sake or maybe some
soba noodle.
Sake or some Sapporo beer, maybe. Oh. And ooh, yes, have a nod. Maybe just wait for a bit. But I'm gonna be playing some a few more tunes, and we're playing. What was it next? Yes, Bloodthirsty Butchers, and the song is called Faust. It is the album version, and I chose this song for a special someone because she was selected for doing a play for Faust, and it's gonna be coming this March. So this is a song for you. You're listening to 101.9.
We'll be right back.
That was Faust by Bloodthirsty Butchers, and I hope you guys enjoyed that one. And I'll be playing a little more of something like that in the next little while, and I will also talk about what should I talk about? Well, no, I think I have a little headache from all the sake that I had last night. I hope you guys had a blast on New Year's, by the way. I just wanted to tell you, New Year's Day is also called a Hatsumode in Japan. And Hatsumode is also the first visit to a shrine or a temple. And it's held practically across the country as a traditional, not a ritual, but it's something that you like to do on New Year's, right? And it's a visit to a temple, and people usually line up actually at midnight on New Year's Eve when the temple's bell is rung repeatedly. As I mentioned earlier, they ring it around 108 times. And I have to say that people like to go to these temples just to, show their tribute and respect to the God above, as well as hopefully making their wish for the year come true. Most of the popular shrines, such as the Tokyo Meiji Shrine, Kyoto's Fushimi Inari Taisha, Osaka's Sumiyoshi Taisha, as well as the Kamakura's, they actually attract more than a million visitors on this special day. And I have to say, one of the things that they would definitely do is to donate money to the shrine. What they do is, it's sort of like a wishing well, but it's more like a direct donation to the temple. It's called the Osaisen Bako. It'll be a big wooden box where people can throw in their coins and make a wish to Buddha or to the Shinto gods. But just imagine this, that I said earlier that there's a million visitors coming to the temple, right? And just imagine a million visitors throwing coins into the box, and if people miss, such as like smoking a guy in the head with like a nickel, for example, that will hurt very much. But there's also a few, shall I say, maybe sleazeballs or people that are kind of like penny pinchers or like to collect some money, not in the best way, is that they wear hoodies. And it actually works like a pocket, so that what they do is that they wear those hoodies and come very close, maybe to the front of those Osaisen boxes, and pretend that they'll be, making their wish, throwing in their coins. But at the same time, they'll be hoping that the people that are throwing the coins at long distance will hopefully not reach to the box and fall into those pockets of those hoodies. And therefore, it's sort of like panhandling, I guess, but these people will have all these coins in their hoodies where they could just use it for their own use. I don't know if there will be any security or police that will be looking for these people wearing hoodies, but I never heard anything about it. So who knows how much they have made, but guys, like, it's New Year's, you don't really have to do that, right? But anyways, that's one story that I heard from my friend, and you actually hear some stories in the news as well. I will be playing Blanky Jet City with Fringe, and then I'll follow it up with Cornelius. I think that'll be some great music. First, I will be playing Fringe. This is Blanky Jet City on 101.9 FM. You're listening to Karasu.
is destiny.
Together, 地上での地上
everybody. And you have listened to Cornelius, Raise Your Hand Together. It's a mix by 320 Light Years. And it was a little change of pace to the punk and rock stuff. But I hope you guys enjoyed that, especially when it's drizzling weather like right now. Please drive carefully if you don't want to slip and slide on the asphalt road. Just want to let you know about the weather. Obviously, Monday evening is temperature of 7 degrees Celsius. Conditions is rain at times, and it's quite heavy. And it'll probably continue to rain overnight as well as on Tuesday. The rain will still go on for the entire week. Wednesday is going to be rain, high of 10 degrees Celsius. Thursdays, there might be a chance of sunshine, but most likely there's going to be a few showers at 7 degrees Celsius. And Friday and Saturday will be cloudy with some showers as well. So maybe you should pack an umbrella into your backpack and maybe get some rubber boots too if you don't want to get your feet soaked in the puddles. This is Kalasu. You're listening to 101.9 FM Vancouver. Just to let you know, you can listen to this radio show online on the web at www.citr.ca. You can listen to it live. You just need to download Real Player, or you can also get some podcasting quite recently. I think it was around in September, we got some podcasting services, so you can download this show as well as many other programs that we have at this beautiful radio station in beautiful British Columbia, especially at the University of British Columbia. Great place. Gotta love the campus, eh? Just go to website www.citr.ca and then just move your mouse, click on podcasting, and you'll see a whole bunch of list of programs that you can enjoy for your ears. So please check it out, www.citr.ca. Up next, I will be playing some Guitar Wolf. The song is called 3 AM Noodle Shop. It's a new mix. It's going to be around 2 minutes and 38 seconds long. I chose a song because I thought that many people probably, maybe now, that people are still having their New Year's hangover. And what's a better way to get rid of some hangovers than eating some food? And since this is a Japanese show, how about some noodles? So this song, is called 3 AM Noodle Shop. And it's by Guitar Wolf. Hope you guys enjoy it. This is 101.9.
Yeah!
That was some Guitar Wolf right there. 3 a.m. noodles. And I really crave some of those brothy, thick, greasy soup, especially the miso soup kinds. If you ever go to Japan, you got to get the tonkotsu. Tonkotsu means pork broth, and it's just tasty. Oh my god, you know, that's probably one of the best food other than sushi or any other Japanese food that you like in your mind. But I have to say, ramen noodles, gotta love them. Again, that was Guitar Wolf. The song is called 3 a.m. Noodle Shop. And speaking of food, maybe I'll talk about some Japanese traditional foods that they serve on New Year's. And a few things I have to say is otoso. Otoso is actually a rice wine sweetened, but I guess you guys don't want to hear any alcohol right now if you have some headaches right now. But hey, you know, sweetened rice wine, you know, can't go wrong with that. We also serve ozoni. Ozoni is a soup, miso soup, or it can be a miso soup with mochi. Mochi is, I would say, rice cake. It's kind of very sticky. They actually get some like special starchy rice, and they put it in a pounding machine, or in the traditional way, they get a wooden bowl, I would say, and get a large mallet, and they have two people. One will be carrying the mallet to squish the rice, while the other partner will basically flip the rices over until every rice is basically grounded and becomes this really starchy, sticky, sort of like a Play-Doh-ish kind of a rice cake. But it's very, very tasty. It's very delicious. It does not taste like Play-Doh at all. It's very delicious rice cake. So, and you actually put that in the miso soup. That's called ozoni. But I think the most common Japanese traditional meal on New Year's is called osechi ryori. They cook so much of these that it actually lasts the first few days of the holidays, and it actually, and because of that, it takes quite a long time to prepare it for it as well. They actually cook this on New Year's Eve or Omisoka, so that they do not have to you know, worry about making lunch or dinner over the New Year's. As I mentioned earlier, New Year's Eve is the time for the Japanese to basically clean up and have a fresh new start for the New Year's. So after they do all like the family house chores and cooking and vacuuming, cleaning the room, yada yada yada, they will be able to relax on New Year's Day. So that's why for the same thing for osechi ryori, they'll take their entire time cooking on New Year's Eve so that they can eat all day for New Year's and a few days so forth. But what will be in these meals? Well, I would say that there are some sake steamed shrimp, rolled omelets, kobu maki, kuromame, kamaboko, which is a fish cake. Tasty. It's making my mouth water. But each of these dishes and the type of food are not selected just because it's, you know, it's delicious, but it also has some meaning. It's actually quite symbolic. For example, sake steamed shrimp can represent good health, as well as kobu maki. It's a seaweed, and inside they have some like small fish eggs. It actually represents a fertility as well. So if, you know, if you're looking for maybe like a newborn child, then this is like a symbol of having a good healthy baby. And there's some other symbols such as a good harvest, happiness, and long life. I think I mentioned earlier, such as toshikoi soba can also represent long life as well, etc., etc., etc. So perhaps maybe in one way of saying it, that the Japanese, they really like to use some puns. It's really hard to describe it, but many of these dishes kind of overlaps with some of the words that similarly mean these happiness and longevity, fertility words as well. But if you ever have a chance to spend New Year's in Japan, you should try and get some osechi ryori. You could eat some fantastic ones, maybe from your friends' families, but nowadays you could also get it at the convenience stores as well. You gotta say, Japan is filled with tons of these mini marts on the corners. How convenient is that? It's quite fantastic. It is 8:10, and I will be playing a few more tracks. Maybe I'll get some upbeat music. I'm gonna be playing Potshot, great ska band that broke up 2 years ago. How sad, but the music makes me very glad. The song is called New Tomorrow. This is 11.9 FM CITR.
Now
Wonderful music, isn't it? Actually, that's the name of the track. It's by Giro Giro Hustler. Again, the song is called Wonderful. Before that, I also had Potshot with New Tomorrow. It is 8:15-ish, and I would like to say some public service announcements right now. And there's some great events coming up in this month. Hope you guys will have some time to check it out. First up is Sebastian and Sayo Lippmann Harp Duo, which will be performing on Tuesday, January 9th at 8 p.m. It'll be at the School of Music Recital Hall at the University of British Columbia. Sayo Lippmann, who is a native of Japan, and husband Sebastian will play a repertoire that will soon to be announced. If you want to find more information for this concert, you can ask the UBC School of Music by calling 1-604-822-5574. You can also send an email, concerts@interchange.ubc.ca. Also, there's going to be a benefit concert for the BC Society for Educating Girls of Rural China. And the show is called The Glory of the Violin. It's going to feature violinists Eugenia Choi, Andrew Doze, Mark Feuer, Winnie Liao, Oleg Porkanovsky, Gwen Thompson, and many, many more performers. They'll be performing works by Tartini, Paganini, Bazzini, Massenet, Monti, Kreisler, man, and Wilson. It's going to be a fantastic violin performance by many artists. It's going to be on January 23rd at 8 p.m. and it's going to be at the Chen Center for the Performing Arts. That's at UBC, by the way. If you want to get the tickets, please check it online at Ticketmaster, or you could call them at 604-280-3311. What's a great way to start your New Year's by going to a rock laser show? You can go to the Planetarium Laser Light Show set to the music by legendary rock acts such as Pink Floyd, The Doors, as well as Jimi Hendrix. Oh, don't forget Zeppelin too. It's going to be great stuff. It's going to be at the H&R Macmillan Space Center. It's 1100 Chestnut Street. And if you want to get more information for the type of music that's going to be playing for the night of the event, you can go to the information line 604-738-7827. Last but not least, I have to say, I think this would be sweet if you have time to go to Victoria, and if you don't mind getting a little swig or two, even though you had it New Year's Eve, maybe you should check this out, the Victoria Whiskey Festival. My showcase of more than 90 different whiskeys, including single malt, blended Scotch, Irish, Canadian, and Bourbon. My God. This will be at, let's see here, it'll be on January 26th and 27th, Hotel Grand Pacific, which is in Victoria, BC. If you want to get more information for the Victoria Whiskey Festival, you can go to the website www.victoriawhiskeyfestival.com. Whiskey's not bad. I like sake though. And that's it. That's for the public service announcements. And I hope you guys have a great start in 2007. I'll be playing some Boom Boom Satellites next, and the song is called Brand New Battering Ram. Jam it up, guys. This is 101.9. Satellites with the performance of Brand New Battering Ram. And you just heard that song on 11.9 FM. This is CITR. My name is Alex Tsushijima. And if you don't know what this show is, take a guess. No, just kidding. This show is called Karasu. Karasu means crow in Japanese. So therefore, I'm going to be playing a lot of Japanese independent music. It is just about 8:30. I just want to let you know that the jazz show by Gavin Walker will not be in tonight. It will be replaced by BBC World News and Music Program. So if you're waiting for the jazz show, you may want to tune in next week. He will be playing a lot of great jazz music, and he also has some feature artists that he likes to focus on every time he is on the air. His show is always on at 9 p.m. and it ends at 12 midnight. Again, the jazz show hosted by Gavin Walker is always on 9 p.m. to 12 midnight, but for tonight, he is unfortunately away, so it will be replaced by BBC programming. Okay, up next, I will be playing one of my favorite bands, Supercar. But before that, I want to let you know one not quite traditional, but it seems like it's becoming, but it is one annual event in Japan that they have all the time. And if you're Japanese, you probably know what I'm talking about. That's right, folks. It's about the Kohaku Uta Gassen, which means red and white singing festival. Or singing competition, I should say. It is an annual event, and there'll be two teams. One is red and one is white. Therefore, that's why it's called Kohaku. Kohaku means red and white. And it's a feature where the 2006 top artists will compete with one another and to see who will have the best performing team in the annual festivity. And it's split between the sexes, so the white will represent the male performers, whereas the red represents the female performers. And it's quite amazing to see the leading pop artists to come up. It is an honor for many of these performers to be on the stage for this annual year-end festival, because it shows you that you are on the top of the game. So if you are basically invited to perform in this event, it just shows you that you got the skills to basically perform professionally. I have to say that I watch it every year. It is okay. I wouldn't say that I am a major pop fan, but it is a great way to see, to find out who are the best artists so far in Japan. But there's this two performers that compete each other, not in their singing, but more of in their costume. It's quite amazing. I'm talking about Mikawa Kenichi and Kobayashi Sachiko. Mikawa Kenichi and Kobayashi Sachiko, they actually invest in a lot of money on the costumes that probably take up the entire stage. And I'm not saying this exaggeratingly, folks. This is like for real. Like one of the ones I remember is that Mikawa Kenichi, who's a male performer, he actually wears this dress. And it actually expands. I don't know how it works. I'm pretty sure there's like 50 engineers working on it. And it expands into a butterfly. And even the butterfly wings also expands into flowers. And it actually takes up like half of the stage. And he is like being like fastened and being supported by perhaps like a crane or two. But it's quite amazing in the sense that it's visually stunning and dazzling, but performance-wise, that's another story. But if you ever have a moment, you could probably find it on YouTube as well, or if you have a Japanese friend, please ask him about the Kohaku Uta Gassen. But only I would recommend checking out that section, Mikawa Kenichi and Kobayashi Sachiko in their dazzling, shall I say, costume battle. And yeah, it'll shock you. It will shock you. You just couldn't imagine how much money they put into these costumes for a great show. Okay, If not, then there's also another show on New Year's Eve, the K-1 Fighting, which is sort of like a Japan's UFC year-end battle that started into like an annual event quite recently. I know one of my friends is checking that out probably yesterday with his family. So, Sebastian, if you're hearing this, send me an email, man. Can't wait to hear from you if you're listening to this program. Anyways, I'll be playing Supercar. The song is called New Young City. Hope you guys enjoy it. Oh, by the way, if you have any questions, please give me a call. The number is 604-822-2487. That's UBC CITR. And give me a shout or two on how I'm doing for this New Year's program. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year's, guys. This is Supercar on CITR.
Yeah.
明けましておめでとうございます。That's a Happy New Year's in Japanese. And I hope you guys are enjoying your first spanky new day of 2007. And have a good time, guys. We got 364 days to go for the year of the boar. Yes, it is the boar. Last year was a dog, right? I think that was my year. But I think it's my friend's years now. It is going to be a blast. That was a toddle. The song is called Baka Dana. In the chorus line, it keeps on saying that, oh, I am so stupid and little depressed, perhaps. That's what they're saying, but it is a catchy tune. I liked it. Toddle, what a great band. And before that, I had some great tunes by Supercar, New Young City. Hope you guys had a blast with those tunes. I got 20 minutes left. You're listening to CITR 101.9. Hope you guys are enjoying it. My name is Alex Ushijima, and I'm just in the seat comfortably inside the University of British Columbia studios. And hope you guys are enjoying the Japanese tunes as well. Just want to give you a little information on how does a Japanese celebrate New Year's. It is a great year for Japan, especially in sports. There's several Japanese athletes that's been drafted to play in the Major League Baseball. But enough of that. I want to talk about some of the traditional games that Japan love to play on New Year's. Unfortunately, the popularity decreased, but it still exists. And I just want to share you some of the games that Japan would love to play on New Year's. One of the things a few things are quite obvious. So one of them is called takoage. That's a kite flying. They really love doing that. And there's also another card game called karuta. The best way to describe it is to have these cards with each card representing the alphabet, and it's all scattered all over the floor, and one person who will be the referee will read out loud one of the cards, and when he starts reading it, the competitors or the players of the game have to look for that same identical card that the narrator is talking about, and they have to slap it to get that card, which counts as a point, and whoever has the most cards wins the game. And most of these cult cards, if they're like simple children ones, each alphabet will probably represent an animal, for example. Like, for example, E for Inu, which means dog, or Ne for Neko, for cat. But for the most, I guess, not professional, but the traditional ones will be based on the Hyakunin Ishu, which is Japanese, a collection of poems that were written in the, I believe, in the Heian period. Please correct me if I am wrong. But it is in old Japanese. And it is quite difficult if you do not know any of these poems, especially if you haven't studied old Japanese at all. For me, I haven't studied it at all, so it's very difficult for me. But I know one friend who is an English teacher who is actually not a professional, but he actually took some lessons in playing the karuta, and he is in Sandan, which is a very high level. It is basically, how should I say it? Not quite a black belt, but it's quite up there. Third level in the karuta competition, and he's really great at it. I don't know how he does it, but good for you, man. One more game that I would like to mention, I think it's really cool. It's called Hanetsuki. Basically, it's a Japanese badminton, but you use, instead of tennis rackets, yeah, badminton, tennis rackets, oh, that really works out. But it's actually rackets made out of wood. And get this, that if a player misses the hane will be the feather ball that you hit. Man, I can't get the vocabularies today. If you miss that, then you actually get some ink on your face. So the player who wins that match will actually the brush into the ink and draw like an X or maybe like a circle over the person's eye. And keep on competing or until one of them gives up and has too much ink on the person's face. But I have to wonder that if people are wearing some expensive like kimono clothing, for example, wouldn't they not want to have some ink on their clothing? That's my opinion. And maybe that's why some of these games are not quite played a lot nowadays, but you know what, I would love to try Hanetsuki and you know, beat my friends in the battle and just smear their face with some dark black ink. I think it might be a lot of fun. So those are some few Japanese New Year's games that are played on New Year's Day in Japan. Hope you guys enjoyed that little quirky facts for you guys. I'll be playing next up some let's see, what did she play? Oh, I'll play some Shonen Knife, and the song is called Till the End of the Day, and this is from their album Brown Mushrooms and Other Delights. I wonder what they were into when they played this track, but anyways, hope you guys enjoy it. This is 101.9 FM and you're listening to Karasu.
We'll be right back.
hope you guys didn't have to spend your time at a hospital over the New Year's Day. If not, hope you guys had a wonderful champagne time. That song is called, obviously, In a Hospital. It's by Mummy the Peep Show. And before that, I had some great music by Shonen Knife. And it's from the album Brown Mushrooms and Other Delights. Song is called Till the End of the Day. I'm just checking back to see if there's anything interesting to share that may be related to New Year's. And I just think back about, you know, what happens on New Year's, you know, what did I do on an everyday basis? And for some reason, it always comes down to the toilet, if you know what I mean. Some people pass out by hugging the porcelain god, or there might be some things that are much worse as long as they feel better the next day. But when I just checked this out, there are some new Japanese inventions that are related to the washroom wonders. And maybe I'll just share a few of them because it gives me a smile. And I hope you could crack a smile as well when I share these information. But it's actually pretty cool. There's one invention called the target seal, and get this, it's actually a 3 centimeter high sticker which is placed inside the urinal to basically have men to, I guess, take aim when they have to use the bathroom, instead of you know, losing the aim when they're very drunk. And they actually tested this. They actually originally placed this product in the toilets at the Kansai International Airport by a cleaner who actually spotted a similar idea in South Korea as well. And as a result, they had a London Market Research Company to declare that they have, the Kansai Airport, have the cleanest toilets of any airport in the world. So hey, it actually works. People are actually aiming into the porcelain. So they're actually selling these, and they're actually having some coverage by the media as well for having it to be quite successful in keeping the washing very clean. As a matter of fact, they actually have some themed-based ones for people, perhaps even for gamblers. Even at pachinko parlors, they have like these target seals. And on the toilets, instead of having like a red sticker, they would have 777, basically the three sevens that you would get if you play the slot machines, or when if you're playing pachinko, because the pachinko, they also have some features that are very similar to the slots as well. So I guess it's added feature to have the gamblers test their lucks, not in the table or playing the machines, but maybe in the bathroom as well. Very interesting. A few other inventions. There's actually an invention called the etiquette tone, which is an apparatus stuck in the wall of the smallest room, and it actually gives out a flushing sound whenever there's a button is pushed. Why do they do this? Why not just flush a toilet instead? Well, it's actually directed at shy women, where the flushing sound are aimed to cover the potentially embarrassing noise, or if you know what I mean, maybe just ripping one out. So it's actually a camouflage flush, and hey, instead of flushing the toilet, the sound itself will actually, you know, save the water and I guess cover the embarrassing sounds as well. That's another interesting invention too. And let me see what one more. How about the ultimate washroom wonder is all about the hot air. Gasmatic pants are actually undies designed to eliminate the odor of flatulence. And they're quite small, 140 grams a pair. They're very light and airy, and it actually lasts for 3 months, and to just keep yourself very clean. And if you're like a businessman who really needs to just let one rip, this pants will actually basically mute the sound and kind of like get rid of the foul smell as well. So those are a few inventions with the toilets. Just wanted to share it with you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and let me know if you actually tried it out. I never tried these actually, so those are a few things that are made in Japan. Hey, it might come to Canada as well. Who knows? It'll be cool to see those stickers though. I'm going to be leaving in 5 minutes. I hope you guys enjoyed the program. I will be back next week from 7:30 on Mondays. The phone number, if you have any comments or suggestions, you can give me a call right now, 604-822-CITR, or you can send me an email. I always like to read them, and please let me know how I am doing, and if there are some themes, like maybe some like special Japanese episodes that you would like me to make up, please let me know. My email address is karasuradio@hotmail.com, karasuradio@hotmail.com. If you cannot write that down, do not worry. You can go to the website www.citr.ca and go to the podcasting link, and there will be a list of shows. Just click on Karasu, and there will be a link for my email address as well. And yeah. Looking forward to hearing from all the listeners out there, and thank you for all the support. I will be playing some Polyzix and maybe finish it off with some Stance Pucks, but here's a song called Nice by the Polyzix. This is 11.9 FM. We'll be right back.